Stock, this is dictating on Joseph Lavigne. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Lavigne is L-A-V-I-G-N-E. L-A-V-I-G-N-E. As in, L as in Lancy. Next paragraph. This is a consult from Dr. Erica O'Donnell. Erica, E-R-I-C-A, O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Please make a copy for her, please. Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending Joseph Lavigne for evaluation. Next, his chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has a history of hypertension. And hyperlipidemia, has been coughing and bringing up foamy white mucus for the past 4 to 6 months period. The patient has also some associated shortness of breath, but denied chest pains, denied fevers, chills, and night sweats. He was sent for a chest CT on 3/12/24, which had shown 8th through 12th acute right rib fractures and spinous process fractures from T5 through T9 and small bilateral effusions. And coronary artery calcifications. The patient states he sustained rib fractures in a motorcycle accident, and these have healed well. He was also sent for a follow-up chest X-ray on 9/19/24, which showed no acute cardiopulmonary disease. And there were degenerative changes and scoliosis of the thoracolumbar spine, period. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of left hip replacement and history for left inguinal hernia repair. He also had a history for cervical spine surgery with fusion and a history for repair of left thumb injury. He is a known hypertensive for more than 20 years and has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 40 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of renal cell cancer and mother died of breast cancer. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has no fatigue, fever, or weight loss, no cataracts or glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, or nosebleeds, he has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. He has mild hay fever. He also has shortness of breath and wheezing and coughing spells. He denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, black stools. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains, no arm pain or palpitations, no edema, no anxiety, no depression. He has no easy bruising, denies joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, protonix 20 milligrams daily, and atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. And the albuterol, 10 milligrams daily, period. And also uses the Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. His blood pressure is 132/80, pulse 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 165, saturation 97. HENT abnormocephalic, pupils are reactive. Sclera very clear, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thoracomegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery with clear lung fields, no crackles. The heart sense is regular, someone has to no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal no edema lesions, no varicosities, no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor left with cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions in order. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea. And number 2 is chronic cough for the reactive airways. Number 3 is basilar atelectasis and underlying COPD. Number 4, history of right rib fractures. Number 5 is hypertension. And number 6, hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. And he will get a CBC IgE level and total eosinophil count. He was advised to use advised to use the albuterol inhaler, 2 plus TIDPRN. And Thessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams TIDPRN for cough. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy for Dr. Erica O'Donnell, O-D-O-N-N-E-L-L-D-O. Thank you.